Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, turn with me to two places, please, this morning. 1 Samuel, the second chapter, and Romans, 13th chapter. 1 Samuel 2 and Romans 13. If you didn't bring a Bible with you this morning, hold up your hand real high. The ushers have extra Bibles, would be glad to let you use one of ours. And turn to these two openings, please. Taking the time, making the effort to turn and find it and letting your eyes rest on it is one way of showing respect for the Word and just reminding yourself, Brother Keith didn't say this. This is what God said. This is what He said. And so letting it get into you and changing your life. In 1 Samuel 2, we saw that Eli was over the house of God and his sons were priests under him, but they were doing wrong things and bad things. And the Lord had warned him to not allow them to do that, but he let them go. And in the 29th verse of 1 Samuel 2, he said, the Lord told him, he said, you've honored your sons above me. And verse 30, he said, wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me. So even though he had given the priesthood and the privilege of the ministry and honor of the service of the Lord's house to him and his family, and told him he had given it to him, to his father and him and to his sons and their sons after them in perpetuity, he said, it's not going to be that way. I told you that. I gave it to you. But now it's not going to be that way. Because them that honor me, I will honor. But those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And you see that even though God gives you something precious, you can lose it if you disrespect it, if you fail to honor it. We studied Esau and how that he despised his birthright and how he lost it. And I'm convinced that in a large measure, the church has lost some precious and holy things of God and the move of the Spirit and a lot of wonderful and good things out of simply not respecting it enough, not valuing it enough. The Bible talks about coveting earnestly the best gifts. You can't be indifferent about it. You've got to desire and you've got to esteem and value and honor, don't you? And so I believe the Lord is working in us for this to increase in us. Say that phrase out loud at the end of this verse. What did he say? Them that honor me, I will honor. Say it again. Them that honor me, I will honor. Do you believe that? Do you want His honor in your life? Oh, every good thing that happens for you is the Lord honoring you. I mean, if you make it healthy and strong and live long when other people don't, that's the Lord honoring you. When your bills are paid, when other people are losing everything that they've got, you not only got bills paid, but you got extra. That's the Lord honoring you, isn't it? One of the greatest ways He honors us is with His presence. With His presence in our house, in our place of work, manifesting, showing up at church. You know, what's church without God? Not much, right? We want Him to show up. This is His place. We want Him to speak. We want Him to move. Is it in our power to initiate a greater manifestation of His presence and honor in our lives? It is when you realize He said, them that honor me, I will honor. What if we honor Him more? He's going to honor us more. Now read the rest of it though. The other side of this, they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. So you see that He's going to treat us the way we treat Him. If we honor Him, He's going to honor us. If we despise Him, He's going to treat us lightly. It's happening all over the place. There are people that, you know, they just can't be bothered to get up and go to church or do anything in the Lord's work. They can't be bothered to give a dollar into preaching the gospel, or much less donate an hour of their time or so, any effort. You know, it's just not important. They got other stuff that's more important going on. And so in so doing, they are despising the Lord and His things and His church and His works. And so His things are not on their list of important things to do. So their things is not on His important list either. They don't have time for Him to help Him. So He doesn't have time to add His blessing to their stuff and help them. True or not? He said, if you despise Me, what's going to happen to you? You're going to be despised. You're going to be lightly esteemed. So if we want God more involved in our life, it's resting with us, not with Him. We're not waiting on Him. We need to esteem and honor and respect His things in a greater measure. We should grow in this year to year. Us, our teenagers, our children, from the person that got born again last week to the person that's been walking with the Lord for 50 years, all of us are to be at a different place next year this time, the Lord tarries is coming, in these areas than we are now. Respecting and honoring and knowing how to talk and how to act and how to treat and how to respond to the things of God. We have not arrived. When I'm talking about learning how to honor, I'm not pointing a finger and saying you need to learn. I'm saying we need to learn. Both of us. I want to learn. I've made mistakes just like you. In ignorance and in other ways, saying and doing stuff the inappropriate way and time, I want to learn. Do you want to learn? Do you want to grow? Let's do what the Lord has told us to. Let's stop the disrespect. And let's honor Him. Go to Romans 13. Let's remind ourselves again in the New Testament of what He said about this. Romans 13. You know, every good thing that we're enjoying right now, and we're blessed. We are blessed. We have this great facility. We've got all this land paid for. We've got all our bills, our TV and internet are not late and never late. And we're sowing all these materials all over the world, no charge. We hadn't had to stop one day production while we waited on money. God has honored us, hasn't He? This fine place and all these resources and all these wonderful people that just work so hard and are so committed and faithful. God has honored you. He's honored me. He's honored us. Should we honor Him less the more He honors us? No, what should happen? The more He honors us, we know it's in response to us honoring Him. We ought to take it up another notch. We ought to say, oh, we're going to really worship God. We're going to really be thankful. We're going to really show Him the kind of respect that He deserves. And His things are going to be unquestionably number one in our lives. Everybody that knows us will know, hey, don't try to get in between them and God. Don't try to make them pick between God and you. Because we're going to give Him the honor due to Him. In Romans 13 and 7, Romans 13 and 7, it said, render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. The God's Word translation says it like this. Pay everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay them. If you owe tolls, pay them. If you owe someone respect, respect that person. If you owe someone honor, honor that person. He uses the same phraseology to describe owing honor and respect as He does owing taxes, owing a bill. Now that's a different mindset than the world has. And much of that mindset of the world has gotten into the church. And so many people, if you were to talk about respect, they immediately think of people respecting me. The more carnal and selfish you are, everything you hear, you apply it for me. As far as, you know, what people should do for me. Some years ago, I taught on love, walking in love, and for a couple of weeks or so in this certain place. And towards the end of it, this lady followed me out one day and she said, "Oh, Brother Keith, I'm so glad you're teaching on this. I've been telling these people they're not walking in love with me like they're supposed to be." I turned and looked at her. I said, "You missed the whole thing." She looked at me like, "Huh, what?" I said, "You're not supposed to be thinking about them walking in love with you. This is for you to check your love walk towards them. Am I walking in love with them?" She said, "Oh." But the more carnal you are, the more self-centered you think, and you only think about what people are doing for you. So when it comes to respect, so many times that's all people think about. Well, yeah, they need to respect me more. And so you see people demand respect. "I require that you show me some respect. You will respect me in my house. You will respect me in this," demanding respect. That does not work. Need to quit that. That does not work. Well, they have to respect me. They never have to respect you. They never have to. And you hollering and yelling and demanding it is not going to make it happen. And sometimes you'll hear criminals say, "Well, I'll get my pistol out. You'll show me some respect." That's not respect. Maybe fear. Got nothing to do with honor and respect. No, the Bible says you pay the respect you owe. Don't demand respect. Demonstrate respect. And if you'll pay the respect that you owe, then you'll reap the respect that you sow. We begin last week getting into some details about what is disrespect and how disrespect and dishonor is shown. I didn't really intend to go this way. I was teaching on honor and whom to honor, and then the Lord emphasized to me early on, focus on this. So much of what honor and respect is what we don't say and what we don't do. And to stop the disrespect. We are still suffering in this country from the rebellion of the 60s. We've got second and third generations now that have grown up not being taught proper respect and proper honor. And people are saying and doing all manner, from the youngest to the oldest, all manner of rude, uncouth and disrespectful, dishonorable stuff, and act like they don't even see it. And some people don't see it. You know, how can you miss what you never had?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me